A state prison in southwest Washington is closing. It's a rare move, but it comes as fewer people are incarcerated in the state. The change has been met with fierce opposition from staff and some elected leaders. Olympia correspondent Jeannie Lindsay explains why and the anticipated ripple effects of the decision.
It's the final Friday of September and an emotional morning at Larch Correction Center. The minimum security prison camp is nestled in a ravine between mountainous, forested terrain. This morning, the surrounding hilltops are covered with mist and low-hanging clouds. About 60 inmates are loading into large white buses with blacked-out windows. After the buses drive away, the only people still at the facility are staff. Shelley Edwards is the prison's nurse.
I cry every day. I feel like I'm their nurse, and I know that they're not going to get better medical care at other facilities.
The Washington Department of Corrections announced in June its plans to close the prison. That came as a surprise to state lawmakers, other elected officials, and to staff. It's the first time the state has moved to close an entire prison in more than a decade. Corrections says the decision to close Larch is multifaceted. To start, the number of incarcerated people in Washington's prisons has gone down substantially in recent years. The overall population was around 17,000 pre-pandemic and dropped to around 13,000 last year. The department thinks the prison population won't spike anytime soon, with recent reforms and changes passed by the legislature. Some of those mean fewer people in prison for drug charges, and a larger share of the people who are behind bars are there for serious violent offenses. So, Corrections Secretary Cheryl Strange says the department will use resources from closing minimum security Larch on higher security facilities.
We needed bed space for medium and closed custody. We did not need as many minimum custody beds.
It's all connected to the department's strategy to move inmates into units with the right combination of security and resources, as there are fewer people in the system. As for which camp to close, officials say choosing Larch was obvious after comparing its maintenance costs, location, and resources to other facilities. Still, Larch staff aren't buying it. They and others who want Larch to stay open worry about the closure's impact on inmates and Southwest Washington more broadly. Larch crews have worked with the Department of Natural Resources to help fight wildfires and manage the surrounding forest.
And I believe this decision is going to make people's lives harder.
That's Commissioner of Public Lands, Hillary Franz. She says closing Larch takes away opportunities. Some men have gone on to work for local fire districts after their release, she says.
At the end of the day, we're talking about the lives of people who are learning valuable skills and they're investing back in their community.
Franz has asked Corrections to at least pause the decision. DOC hasn't changed course. As for the facility itself, a small team will do some repairs and keep eyes on the prison, keeping it ready just in case it needs to reopen. Meanwhile, the rest of the staff aren't sure what's next for them. Nurse Shelley Edwards says she can't move or commute to the next nearest prison. It's more than 100 miles away.
I can't drive 2 hours every day one way for an 8 or 10 hour shift and drive 2 hours back. I'd never get to see my grandkids. How am I supposed to take care of my mom?
And if Larch does ever need to reopen, she says she'd think twice before coming back. I'm Jeannie Lindsay, reporting from Battleground, Washington.